Hey, welcome to episode 77, Tales from Dropbox. Mr. Belden coming at you again, this time on a Monday. Not sure why, but, it's not even Monday. It's Tuesday. There you go. Anyway, we started everything off today with Baby Ghosts. Song's called Sleep'ems. It's from the record A Surprise Party EP, which came out on their Bandcamp page on April 21st. Those guys started in Provo, Utah, moved to Salt Lake City. I haven't done much. It's been a couple of years since their debut record, which was pretty awesome. That's 2014's Baby Ghosts. It's a four-piece composed of Carly, Katrina, Chaz, and Brett, and I'm looking forward to a new LP. Hopefully they'll get something together. Then we followed that up with a band called Mirrored Image. The song's called Go. It's from a record called The Pursuit of Happiness, which also came out on Bandcamp on April 7th. That's the debut LP from these guys out of Pikesville, Kentucky. And if you're in Pikeville, they're playing Bob's Southern Smokehouse on Saturday, June 10th, so maybe stop by. That's, as I said, their debut LP. It's a pretty good alternative rock record, a few catchy hits, and not sure if it's quite Dropbox worthy, but we'll see. Anyway, coming up next is something new from Brian Harding, also known as Blonde Ambition. This song is called Hurricanes 2.
Strange noise on the seventh floor. We don't go there anymore. What do you got in your hands? There are 27,000 bands. Ooh.
And there you have the Bitch Queens, and the song is called Beastock Babies. It's from the record Love. Came out on Lux Noise Records on May 5th. Really like that band, obviously, because, you know, Mr. Belding loves the Danko Jones. And that sounds a little bit like Danko Jones mixed with the Little Backyard Babies. Anyway, the way, Bitch Queens is out of Sassel, Switzerland. They've been around since 2000, and for about the first 8 years, they had this unwieldy name called Hut Hot, Cut Up, Pan Market, and the Grannies of Flying Wheelchairs. Changed their name, thankfully, to Bitch Queens. I don't know if it's any better, but it's easier to say. And this is their fifth LP. Anyway, you should look for that. It's Dropbox worthy. Before that, we had new pop sensation, The Amazons. The song's called Ultraviolet. It's from their self-titled debut, which came out on May 26th, I guess 4 days ago. Those guys are out of Reading, Berkshire, England. Bunch of hype surrounding them. Listen to the full record. It is very cool. It's a really good rock record. Kind of think Wolf Alice, but with a male vocalist. How's that? Then we start everything off in that set with Blonde Ambition. Song's called Hurricanes 2. It's from the record Slow All Over. Came out on May 19th on Caroline Distribution. And Blonde Ambition is really AKA Brian Harding. He's formerly of X-Cops, which, you know, is kind of an indie dance rock group out of Berlin. Guess he decided that on his last tour. He was at LAX, decided he wasn't going to go home, and decided he was going to live in Los Angeles. And now he's recorded this pretty eclectic pop record. I found it thoroughly enjoyable. So there you have it. It appeared in this show. Anyway, we're going to pick things up, I think, a little bit, but kind of taking a different whack at the rock genre. We're going to start everything off with some pretty pleasant pop punk. This is Sundressed, and this song is called The Highlights.
I can send my apologies. every sign that you're deformed. Once a man, now a monstrosity.
And there you have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Altered Beast 3. It's from the record Murder of the Universe, which comes out on June 23rd on ATO Records in the U.S. and Flightless in Australia. It's the 10th studio LP from these guys. You know I love them. And it'll be the second of five LPs that they got planned for this year. So that's pretty cool. Before that, we heard Slow Dive. Song's called Star Roving. Came out on the self-titled record Slow Dive, because if you're not old enough, you wouldn't remember them. That's their first record in 22 years. It kind of picks up where 1995's Pygmalion left off. Definitely the shoegaze elements are there. They've stripped out some of the Eno-ish electronic things. And it's a great middle ground. They are breaking new ground. If you like shoegaze, you're going to love this. It's kind of a solid dream pop record. Anyway, it came out on May 5th on Dead Oceans. So that's definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we started everything off in the set with Sundressed out of Phoenix, Arizona. The song is called The Highlights. It's from a record called A Little Less Put Together. Came out on Animal Style Records on March 24th. You can also get that on Bandcamp. They've released a couple of EPs previously. This is their debut LP. And if you're in the Los Angeles area in July, they're playing the Bootleg Theater in LA on July 5th and the Observatory on July 6th. So that'd be a pretty good show. Kind of modern baseball-ish. If you like that kind of music, you'll love it. If not, then why are you listening to the show? Because we're going to play some of that every now and again. Anyway, I think you're going to like the next couple of tracks. We've had our little workout section in the middle. This is Youth Killed It, and the song is called Fudge.
The test is wrong again. So my teacher tells me to do it again. I take a good hard look at her screwed up face and wonder why she doesn't have any friends. I've done it again. So my boss tells me to do it again. I take a good hard look at his screwed up face and wonder why he doesn't have any friends. F to the U to the D to the G to the E. Fudge with my GCS ease. Yes, I don't have the knowledge, man. I even dropped out of college, man. No, he didn't, did he? Never did any homework unless it was my self-prescripted homework. I'm living to regret something that I put so much to getting out of. Cause having a crafty cigarette always made me feel dangerous. Drinking Frosty Jacks and cheap beer, I must have been shameless. F to the U to the D to the G to the E. And I can spell fudge with my GCS ease. Yes, I don't have the knowledge, man. I even dropped out of college, man. F, U, D, G, E. I'm a little bit loud, guess I'm a little bit too proud. Guess I'm a little bit unpredictable now. Guess I'm regretting that now. Guess I'm a little bit dumb. Guess I had a little bit too much fun. Guess my immaturity won. Guess I'm regretting that now, son. Guess I'm a little bit loud. Guess I'm a little bit too proud. Guess I'm a little bit unpredictable now. Guess I'm regretting that now. Guess I'm a little bit dumb. Guess I had a little bit too much fun. Guess my immaturity won. Guess I'm regretting that now, son.
Thank you.
So there was a bit of a left turn for you. That set started everything off with a band called You Killed It, and the song is called Fudge. It's from the record Modern Belotics, which came out on Rude Networks on May 12th. Those guys are a five-piece out of Norwich, England. It's their debut LP after a couple of EPs, much like most of this set today. Either you know everybody or you don't. And so I guess I didn't quite put it all in a nice smooth fashion for you. I like to be a little unpredictable. Anyway, Fudge, if you can tell, is a condemnation of the UK education system. You might have recognized some of the vocals, though, if you've been around for a while. Before they changed their name to Youth Killed It, they'd put out a couple of albums under the name Under the Influence, but because that was such a terrible name and they were a metal act, I think they've gone full indie on this one. So pretty cool. I really like the track. It's very catchy. And then followed that with, I'm sure, which was the biggest left turn in this show, Check Check Check. Song's called NRGQ. It's from the record Shake the Shutter, which came out on Warp Records on May 19th. I'm not usually a big fan of Check 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 because they're a New York-based dance rock act. Tend to be more dance disco than anything else, but because that track kind of reminded me a little bit of Big Audio Dynamite, I figured it was worth the chance. Those guys have been around a long time. That's their seventh LP. They originally formed in 1996. And then we finished everything up in that set with The Vacant Lots. The song is called Waiting Period. It's from the record Endless Night, which came out on Metropolis Records on April 21st. This one's a little bit all over the place as well. I'm not sure it's Dropbox worthy. That was a really great track, though. If you don't know The Vacant Lots, they're a duo, electro rock act out of New York as well. They really have a suicide fixation. You know, Alan Vega Suicide, who passed away recently, and it really shows on this record. It's a really good record, I think, but you have to kind of be in the mood for it. Anyway, speaking of being in the mood for it, I'm always in the mood from this band, a local act out of LA, played for Just for Fun concerts in 2015, just when this was coming out. I'm just getting around to play it on this show, figured it was worth a turn, and so this song is called My Turn, and this is the Beach Bums, huh?
Yeah. first and last man walked this earth, but only a few survive. I'm the Wizard of Oz, and I've got it all planned for my first nuclear device. I don't really care about which way you vote, cause my gerrymander works out fine. I sell desert stretches like a big rubber glove to Japan for a nuclear device.
And there you have the Stranglers, Nuclear Device. The Wizard of Oz came out on the Raven on September 21, 1979. That was actually the second single from the Raven. It was written about the Premier of Queensland at the time, Joe Jelky Peterson. Raven was the fourth studio LP put out by the Stranglers, but it was never released in the U.S. and Canada. In the territories, it came out as number four, and it was put together kind of weird. The first half of the LP was tracks from the Raven. The second half was a bunch of unreleased stuff, and some of it still remains unreleased, except in America and Canada. So if you haven't bought four, you should try to find that. It came with a free single as well. Got one of those at home. Before that, we heard the Pet Sematary. The song's called Hall Monitor. It's from the record Vision, which came out on Polyvinyl Records on May 26th. If you haven't checked out Pet Sematary, it's members of Intuit, Over It, Dowsing, and What Gives out of Chicago. It's pop punk. It's funny. It's got lots of puns. It's just a fun record. I really enjoyed it. And then we start everything off in the set with Beach Bums out of L.A. The song is called My Turn. It's from the record Lucid Dream, which came out on Lollipop Records as a cassette only, and it's available on Bandcamp. Came out on Christmas Day 2015. Those guys are pretty fun. Shout out to John, Kunu, and Mark. Really enjoy what you're doing. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the show. I thank you for listening. Really appreciate the comments I've been getting. This episode, I know, is a little all over the place, and I'm working on some special stuff for you. A really surprise show. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks will come out. It's taking a while to kind of put it all together, but I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to finish everything off with a band called The Infusion, which used to be known as the Roz Bruce Infusion after its lead vocalist, Roz Bruce. She's pretty way out there abroad, for lack of a better term. That's what she calls herself. And you could tell, if you can kind of discern the notes, that I'm not really going to say the name of the song because Mr. Belding's a little uncomfortable saying it out loud, because it's not appropriate on radio, I think. Maybe at other times I've probably said either of those words, but it was probably inappropriate at all times I've used it. Anyway, it's from the record Dr. Doctor. Came out as a Pledge Music record in April. This is the third album from the band. It's a concept album about a psychopathic psychiatrist. What more can I say? Anyway, interesting track. I think you'll like it. If they had managed to clean it up, which it's impossible, probably would have gotten radio play somewhere. But hell, you're going to hear it here first. Anyway, this is The Infusion. The song's called Dr. Beep Beep. And until next time, peace out.
Doctor Confucker says it's not for girls. Doctor Confucker, Doctor Confucker.